This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Hey, so listen, how many times a day you figure you look at your phone or your tablet? Dozens? Hundreds, maybe? Lots. Anyway, right? We can agree on that. I ask because the business news of the day today links directly back to that few square inches of glass you and I spend oh so very much time looking at. Foxconn, the Taiwan-based 800-pound gorilla of contract manufacturing with its city-sized Chinese factories in which hundreds of thousands of workers make most of the iPhones sold on this planet, is buying Sharp, the century-old premium electronics brand from Japan that has fallen on hard times lately. Price tag is a cool $3.5 billion American. But while the headline does say Sharp and Foxconn, it is a story, really, about Apple, once you get right down to it. From our desk at Oregon Public Broadcasting, Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman gets us going.
First, Foxconn. Over the years, it has done very well from its close supply chain relationship with Apple, as each new iPhone launched and instantly sold in the millions across the globe.
That requires the mobilization of an enormous amount of labor, very efficiently and at a good cost.
But Harvard business professor Willie Shi says it's getting harder to make money that way, with Chinese wages and production costs rising. So the no-nonsense contract manufacturer goes and buys a cutting-edge electronics brand.
Foxconn is trying to move up the value chain. That is one of the attractive aspects of Sharp. They have these IGZO displays, very attractive for high pixel density, high resolution screens.
Sharp also brings plenty of trouble in the form of financial liabilities. But Foxconn faces another problem, says S&P equity analyst Angelo Zeno, and that's its biggest, best customer.
There's always a risk that Apple could stumble here.
Apple could lose market share, its next big eye thing could flop, or it could spread more work around to Foxconn's competitors.
Unfortunately, Apple, given that they're the biggest acquirer of hardware equipment on the planet, they're going to always be, you know, a major purchaser.
Peter Cohen at Babson College Business School says this whole ecosystem faces a challenge going forward.
The maturing of the smartphone industry, Apple's slowing down, and any supplier to Apple is also slowing down because the iPhone is slowing down. Everybody's sort of scrambling for restoring growth to where it used to be in the good old days, but it won't happen unless everybody gets on a new growth curve.
Smart clothes, wearable AI, or virtual reality, anyone? I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.